Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch and talk about and have fun with. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the hilarious and wonderful Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi. Today is a little misleading because we're not talking about Bravo. We're talking about Peacock. We're talking about Real Housewives of Miami, which is just, it's just amazing. It's just so good, so entertaining. I'm so glad the show's back. We are about to do a full recap of that. But before we do that, the crappies are this week. Be sure to get your digital ticket at momenthouse.com/WWC. So that way you can watch it. We are streaming it with like real people streaming it. It's like, it's not just our phone set up on a tripod. It's going to look good. And that's going to be Thursday for the crappies. If you're in New York City, there's still some tickets. So come by then. Come by for that. And then on Saturday, it's Asbury Park. We're going to be doing the season 2 Real Housewives, Marble Mouth, Real Housewives of New Jersey episode, Country Clubbed, and a little bit before from the previous episode. It's basically the posh fashion show. We're recapping that in Asbury Park. No more appropriate place to do it than right there. And then on Sunday, we are going to be doing part 2 of the Vanderpump Rules reunion. We had previously said it would be Real Housewives of Orange County, but that's not on this week, as it turns out. Instead, it's Vanderpump Rules part 2. So that's what we're going to do. Whoa. And it's going to be a great time. And then the following week, we have Atlanta, we have Nashville, and we have Orlando. And Atlanta will do the New Jersey premiere. In Nashville, we're going to do Orange County. And in Orlando, of course, we got to do the Florida show. We're going to be doing Miami. So that is the schedule. That is the news. That is what is what. And if you forget any of the things, if you want tickets, go to watchcrappens.com. Boom.
Bam. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Ta ta.
Nailed it. So Real Housewives of Miami, here we are. This episode is season 4 of the new version. Yep. Season 1 of the new version, but season 4 overall. And it's episode 7. It's called Bling, Boobs, and Bickering.
Yeah.
The 3 B's.
Which is what also this show could have just been called. That's just the name. That could be the name of the franchise.
Yeah. Bravo's always been trying to find a Housewives follow-up that's not actually Housewives, and there it is. There's a name that actually has a ring to it. Bling, Boobs, and Bickering.
So we open up, we were actually in the middle of Nicole having lunch with her semi-estranged father, and he's drunk. And she's just said to him, like, you know what, you shouldn't have more children. He goes, what do you want me to do? She goes, not procreate. He goes, well, do I? He's like, because basically he just said like that he has more children than she even is aware of. So she's not loving that.
or probably, you know, like, who knows? And she's like, you're not going to have more kids, are you? And so she goes, don't procreate. And he goes, do I ever get credit for anything? No. Do I get credit? Come on. Where's my credit? She goes, okay, Dad. You pushed me academically, so I do give credit where credit is due. But paying for things does not make a father.
Yeah.
And he goes, really?
He's like, really? He's like, I thought that's what I had to do. I just had to throw money at it. So she basically doesn't want anything from him. And, you know, she would have preferred that he came to the restaurant empty handed and then she could have picked up the bill. But, like, you know, she just wants him to be there present. She wants him to be present, not there just monetarily.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, I don't care that you sent me to private school. Like, it didn't matter when I was 2 years old that you gave me a Louis Vuitton purse, Dad. It doesn't matter. And he goes, it doesn't? She goes, no, I didn't give a fuck about Louis Vuitton when I was two. And he goes, oh, really? Like, he remembers a two-year-old who's like, you better get me a Louis Vuitton, motherfucker.
The poor guy has probably learned fatherhood from watching The Real Housewives, because I feel like there's clearly been a few Real Housewives who said, by the time I was two, I already had my first Louis Vuitton. He's like, oh, okay, that's what I have to do.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, I would rather that he just comes to lunch and I pick up the bill and him be fully present and there emotionally, not just monetarily. And he's like, listen, I can't change. She goes, people can't change when they want to. He goes, but I don't want to. I was like, look, I've got to hand it to this guy. This guy's honest, okay? Most parents who come on here are like, I don't want to look stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say whatever this little fucker needs to hear, because right now they're trying to make me look stupid on TV. So I'm just going to say whatever I can to minimize this damage. And he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I don't want to change. What about that?
Well, he's also wasted, too. And Nicole's like, well, then that's fine. You can continue to be you, and you can continue visiting Grayson while I'm on vacation. He goes, well, now I'm quite confused. She goes, well, maybe if you stopped drinking, you wouldn't be so confused. You obviously showed up intoxicated. He goes, oh, whatever. I'm not intoxicated.
She's like, you can't even say the word, Dad. Like, what are you going to sing, Luck Be a Lady, tonight? You're costumed like a drunk gambler.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler. Dad, you're not in a mechanic shop. Well, you know what? I don't like Toyota Corollas. I don't know why you're trying to sell me one. Dad, I'm not a car dealership.
He's like, why can't we just meet halfway? She goes, there is no halfway. Like, what does that even mean? Like, how about I'm half drunk and I have a bunch of half babies? How about that? So she's crying now. And then he does the typical guy thing. He goes, you really look beautiful right now. Do you know how beautiful you look? Like, oh, that solves everything. You think I'm beautiful? Great. All's forgiven.
She's like, I'm tapping out. I can't do this. This is why I can't do this. She's like, oh, they tapped out? They tapped, they're out of booze here? Is that what you're saying? Dad, no. So she just storms out.
And I think that production kind of made her do this. They're like, listen, you know, you have to show part of your real life and have the meeting. It's like a Bravo standard storyline, a shitty parent that you try and work things out with, right? Because she walks out and she goes, look, this is why I can't do this shit. You guys, he's a fucking lunatic, she's telling the cameraman.
Yeah, it's funny because I actually watched a scene of Portia's Family Matters, and I saw the scene where she was having this her cousin Londi, I believe she was, yeah. She basically was like having this, like, they were having a conversation at a restaurant, like trying to reconcile or something. And basically, I saw that Portia accused Londi of not being there for her. And she's like, I was in college though. And she's like, exactly. Like, we all were doing other stuff. And then Portia just like storms off in the same manner. And I thought what was so fascinating was that the producer goes, but Portia, family is important. I was like, oh, you guys are so manipulative to these reality stars, aren't you? The producer did not say, you have to finish the scene, or come on, this is really good. He was like, family's important. And you know that they were probably really pushing that on to Nicole and the dad to really get the scene to happen.
Yeah. So she goes into her car and she calls her mom and she's like, mom, he was wasted. She goes, oh, so he made an ass of himself. I'm so sorry, honey. I'm sorry. So then we get the horn music and it's time for fun, Miami. Man, the filters they use of Miami looks 20 years old. Like, what in the Instagram is this?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because later on, when they fly to the Hamptons and they arrive at JFK, they try to use the same filters on JFK, and it really does not work. I was like, you don't have to listen. We get it. You don't have to do Miami filters on JFK. It's really not gonna pop.
Yeah, JFK is like, we don't give a fuck. We'll look filthy in any filter. Okay.
Just put that one filter that no one uses. What is it, like Kevlar or whatever? There's that one filter that I've never seen used on Instagram in 10 years.
Yeah, I'm not much of a filter person. If I ever do filters, it's like the first one, you know. That's it. I don't get it. So anyway, Miami looks so young. So Julia is packing, and she's talking about her exciting trip to the Hamptons, and she's like, "I am packing eggs," and her kid's like, "I mean, that's weird. I guess it's not a chicken."
Yeah. Mom. So she decides to, she has like a dozen eggs, I guess fresh eggs, and she's putting them in her Chanel bag. and it fits, and she goes, "Look, it's meant to be eggs." I feel like this moment did not get enough attention. This lady is bringing a dozen eggs on the plane in carry-on. That made me mad.
It did. Well, she's just trying to show, like, look, I made this at home. My chicken made this. But, like, it's $4 at the store. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need your eggs, Julia, but thank you.
Well, it made me mad because I'm thinking, when she's putting a dozen eggs in her carry-on, that means that she's not putting in, like, an iPad or anything. I'm like, so, like, what do you do on a plane, lady? Like, what? Like, how do you not have those things? Do you just, like,
talks about talk? Her eggs?
I'm about to say, she's in business class,
yeah, talking to her goddamn neighbor about how she's got eggs in her purse that her chickens made.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't bring those things because she's too busy. She's probably one of those people who's like, oh, I love flying. I meet the most interesting people on airplane. So fun. I tell them I was in Miss Universe. I have three daughters with three different mothers. I lived in Paris. Oh, and I love a croissant. And you're like, it's like you're the person on the airplane that everyone wants to get away from.
Yes. You know, when people say, oh my God, people just always on their devices. Nobody speaks to each other anymore. People like Julia are why, okay? You need to, like, even if you're not on your phone, you need to have one as a prop, just in case you're sat next to Julia the cray-cray with the eggs in her purse on the plane.
Does a dozen eggs violate the liquid policy? I mean, it feels like no, but if you think about it, isn't it kind of yes? Or do they even qualify as liquid on the inside? It's a lot of interesting questions.
I don't
know,
because they're different. You know, you can have little things of liquid, but you can have multiple little things of liquid. So I'm not really sure how it works. Who knows? So closet stuff. So Lisa's dry cleaning closet apparently broke. You know, is only half done because she doesn't have machinery to get her suitcases down. She has to pull over a couch.
Yeah. And God forbid her husband helps out with this. She's like climbing up to get this thing and Lenny's just sitting there and she's pulling options to show him and he's like bored out of his mind. Like clearly a producer said, Lenny, can you just like shoot this one scene with us? He's like, sure. So
yeah, she goes, oh my God, honey, look, this is for the Hamptons, right? And she's holding up like a bustier, like a lace. Like white lace see-through bustier corset thing. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. No, it's just white. Okay,
everything she holds up as an option looks like a dream catcher. What about this? Should I wear this? And he's like, I don't know. She goes, I'm half naked in this. Do you care? He goes, no.
She says, yeah, Lenny's going to appreciate that I'll be gone. You know, he gets peace and quiet. And, you know, all will be well when I come home. Let's see how he likes little mistakes. Those little fuckers.
Little mistakes. So then Lexia's not packing. Oh, well, you know, packing. And Todd is like, so you're only bringing one outfit a day? Oh, well, one suitcase a day, huh?
Well, you know, you make fun of me taking sexy bras, but guys are worse. And he's like, no, we're not. No, we're not. When I go on a guy's trip, I need sexy underwear. She's like, oh, please. Guys are worse, okay? You want to see your underwear? They're all sexy. And Frankie's like, no, Mom, I don't want to see the underwear.
Poor Frankie, don't torture him. Don't torture him like this, Alexia. So then Grayson, Nicole's kid, is on a scooter and just like going through a park. And Nicole and Anthony are walking along. And Nicole is like, I'm just like not in the mood to go to the Hamptons. And like, I want to support Larsa. But like, I'm just like drained. I'm drained from talking to my dad. I'm drained about talking to my dad. And like, I'm drained because it's been like, I don't know, like 48 hours. And I have not mentioned how much we're foodies. Oh, good. I just said the word. I feel much better now. I can go. I'm ready.
So then Larsa is at home and she FaceTimes Scotty, but her kid answers, Justin. And she goes, oh, hey, what are you up to? And he's like, I'm with dad. She goes, so wait, why are you pausing me? Because they turn off the video on their end. And she's like, you can't just pause me. Like, I still have to charge a credit card for this. Okay, that's how it works.
She's like, can I have 2 seconds of your time? Like, Scotty... The son is like, we're doing things. She's like, well, I'm doing, like, I have a lot of things to do. Also, like, I have to stare at a vase. I have to stare at a curtain. I'm going to go upstairs then, and I'm just going to stare at the stairs. I've got a lot of things to do.
And he's Justin's like, but so does dad. She goes, yeah, well, I would do anything and everything to give you time. Scotty, just talk to me. And he won't. Listen, Larsa, you can't drag Scotty onto TV. He doesn't want to do the fucking show. He's not getting paid to do the show. And you can't just drag him in because he's the one who made you famous. Sorry. Yep. Not going to work.
Not going to work.
I like that Scotty did that. He's me like, too. Fuck no. I'm not doing this again. She's made me look like a fucking idiot once, and I'm not doing this again.
Poor Scotty. He's really been stuck with two major prima donnas in his life, Larsa and Michael Jordan. It's a lot to deal. It's a lot for one person to deal with. And if you don't believe me, watch The Last Dance. So then Scotty, he won't talk. So now they all go on the Hamptons, and now they land at JFK, which is when I noticed them trying really hard to apply that Miami filter unsuccessfully. And so now everyone's in a van, and Julia's like, it's only 100 hours, but it's going to take 2 hours. I'm sorry, only 100 miles, but it's going to take 2 hours and 39 minutes to get there. I hope no one flirts with me on the highway. Oh.
And Lisa's like, oh my God, guys, the other night was so fun, but I don't even remember it at all. And Nicole's like, well, you did say some things. She goes, oh, really? What did I say? This is so annoying. This fucking straight person thing. That's like, they get all over the gay person so they can get points for also being hot to gay people. And then the next day they're like, I don't remember anything. What? I made a whole night to like flirt with Julia and get her into me. And then now I'm going to pretend that like nothing happened and I don't remember anything.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I just, whether it's like the, you can even strip away the gay part of it. It's just annoying that they all of a sudden are like, I don't remember anything. You remember every single thing. What are you talking about?
Well, the gay part's important for in a little while.
Okay.
So Julia's like, well, you 100% said my fetish is Julia. And Lisa goes, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. You don't remember? You planned the whole fucking show for everybody to go to. Yeah. I'm not buying it, lady.
You also were sober or relatively sober during that part of that like stupid cabaret.
Yeah, so Julia tells everybody, oh, so many women come to Martina and talk to her, and I can totally read the body language. They are flirt with her, totally, because Martina give off this guy vibe, you know? And I sit there in the back, and I watch, and I enjoy it. And so Lisa tells us, she's like, now I'm starting to think it's a game with her. Like, how many straight women can I get to the other side? What are you talking about? You're all up in her ass, and so is Adriana.
That's also the oldest trope.
That's why it's important for the gay thing. Yeah, that's so fucking gay baiting. It's queer baiting. It's annoying.
It's also like one of the old sort of hurtful tropes that like all gay people are just trying to like prey on straight people, which is, you know, like hilarious. Like, definitely not. But like that's one of the things that I know she was saying it kind of being light and silly, but it's still a trope that's out there that is, I think, actually kind of is harmful, because people actually get beaten up and killed based off of that like paranoia, you know, which always cracks me up. It cracks me up that, like, for instance, a guy could like whistle at a woman walking by, but if a gay guy happens to look at all at like a straight guy, they risk getting punched in the face and killed.
Yeah. Well, straight people do this shit
all the time to prove they can get a gay person to like them. It's like a punch on their card or something. And it's really annoying with her because she's going so far out of her way to make this like, ooh, bisexual storyline happen. It's like, it's gross. So then in the other car, Adriana's like, well, you can put me with her. She's like, well, you can put me with her in a room if you want. I'm single. And Lexi's like, what do you want to fuck guys or girls or what? What's going on? Like, who are you going to fuck? And she's like, why do I have to choose?
Yeah. And why do we have to care? So then, about like listening like, to the storyline about Adriana, like, why are we subjected to this? I'm more just offended at the laziness of this storyline than anything else. That's the most offensive part. So then they arrive at this Montauk house and there's this guy, Brad Gould and Sarah. Welcome to the house. Welcome. Hey, guys, come on in. Hey, you might find me on the local cable access show Selling Montauk. I'm Brad Gould. Okay, who wants to check out this house, huh?
Greg Gould with the Bretton Deck team. So he gives him a tour. And I'll tell you one thing this house does not have. It has a lot of pretty things about it. It's big, you know, got big rooms and stuff. It's dark. Are there any lights in this? Are you trying to save electricity? I've never seen a house shot like that. It's all shadows and darkness.
Well, guess what, Ron? Maybe you just don't have an appreciation for cool architecture, because Nicole does. She goes, if you have any appreciation for cool architecture, this house is beautiful. It's got this washed wood outside and these like beautiful glass windows, as opposed to all those wooden windows you can't see through. And it's like looking over the beach. So if you appreciate cool architecture, you would understand that they designed a beach to actually be looked over. So it's pretty cool.
So now the old room choosing housewives trope. So Kiki gets her own room. She's like, me and my vibrator. So
oh my god. Oh my god. That's apparently Kiki's thing. Oh my god. Oh my god. So she gets her own room. Well, it's yes, and it is the old, you know, picking out the rooms, but this winds up being a much more involved Miami fight. I feel like in some ways a lot of the franchises early on have big fights about picking rooms, and then by season 12 they're exhausted by it, so they just don't care as much anymore. But Miami's only on season 4, and by all accounts it's really season 1 for a lot of them. So this whole episode is about picking rooms, essentially.
Right. Commercials. Here comes one right now. Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian. Eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So there's a princess room, and Alexi and Marisol are going to room together. And so Lisa wants that room. So they're like fighting with Lisa over it. And then Lars is like, but Lisa, you know, you're sharing with Gertie, right? I mean, she's not here tonight, but like, you're going to share with her. And she's like, let's just go look at all the rooms and decide. So Ariana goes into the primary bedroom and she's like, oh, this is ours because we are sharing. So we are going to stay here. And Julie is like, well,
Dream on because they are going to kick us out of here. And she's like, they're better not because they're not better than us. And we're staying here. I'm going to take off my clothes and jump into the pool. Do you doubt me? I mean, jump into the bathtub. Do you doubt me?
Like, she doesn't even give Julia a time to have doubt. She's just like, this is what I decided last night I'm going to do on television. So I do it now. So now Adriana just takes off her top. She has enormous breasts, and which I'm just like so impressed. I'm like deeply, deeply impressed. Like I'm just so I'm like, wow. So then
you know what I'm impressed with? The blurring of the boobs. Yeah. Because they've come up with a new shape to blur the boobs on this show. They get the big boobs blur, and then they put a little triangle at the end for the nipples. So I was like, why are you making it look like she has like standard screw size nipples?
I didn't notice that, but that's funny. So then she gets into the bathtub, and like again, another moment of like deliberate wackiness. And Julia's like, "Oh, this is so funny." And so she's like, "They're coming! They're coming! Stall! They're coming!" So then Brad leads everyone. He's like, "All right, ladies, let's come see the primary room upstairs."
And Marisol's like, that's where I want to be. I mean, look at Adriana in the bath. I mean, her tits are always out. Cocking anybody? I'm going to have a tequila shot right here and suck a lollipop at the same time because I've got personality.
Yeah, Marisol is doing really going hard in the props this week. And in fact, she even gave her lollipop a bedazzled koozie. I've never seen a lollipop koozie before, but Marisol found one.
Yeah, she's wacky. So then Lars is like, Adriana, you're sleeping downstairs with Julia. And then Adriana is like splashing them with the bathwater. She's like, you don't think I'll splash you with the bathwater? I will. So she's like splashing them. And Lars is like, Adriana, this is my room, dude. She goes, why? She goes, because I'm hosting, dude. Like, I can't believe you came in here so aggressive, dude. Like, so aggressive. So aggressive. So aggressive.
So I started to worry. I was like, oh, God, are we going to see a protracted fight about, like, Adriana and Larsa fighting for this room? But actually, the producers thankfully spare us and give us a different room fight. So we then see, we do see some annoying stuff of Julia putting ice on Adriana's chest and, like, again, more flirtation. But ultimately, we wind up now with Larsa still assigning rooms, and Lisa and Gertie are going to share a room. And Lisa's like, oh, I don't want to share with anybody. I don't want to share with anybody. And she's like, but there are not enough rooms. And Marisol's like, well, there's the garage. You can sleep in the garage. I don't sleep with beds. I don't share beds. I don't share beds or rooms with people. It's just not what I do.
And Lars is like, okay, so then we'll bring you your own bed and then you can just stay in one of the rooms. And she's like, no, I can stay in that room. She goes, no, because that's my room. And Lisa's like, well, and it's just you staying in that room. She goes, yeah, I'm staying with all my jewelry.
Like, that's like $500 worth.
Do you know how many twisty ties I had to dream of before I came up with that stuff? Okay.
Do you know how long it took me to shape that tinfoil into a seashell?
And Lisa's like, yeah, but it's just you. She goes, yeah, but that's the master. And I did all this work. Like, if I came to your house, and then we see 1 week earlier, and Lisa taking the master suite in the penthouse and saying, I don't like sharing. I don't share.
Yeah. So Lisa's like, I'm set in my ways. I barely like sharing a room with my husband. So she goes, yeah, I don't share rooms. I don't share beds. I'm a grown woman. I've never done that. I mean, the irony of her saying I'm a grown woman while refusing to do this very simple thing that most adults would be like, fine, cool, I'll do this. So Lars is like, it's not an option. And Marisol says, I think that, okay, guys, gay icon talking. Okay, get your cockies ready. It's a comic bit. I think picking a room should go from host to eldest to infants, and I'm in the elderly group, so I need the wheelchair accessible room, the walker to the kitchen. I deserve that.
Suck on lollipop. So Lisa's like, I want to stay in a room by myself. And Alexi's like, you're not listening to her because she's saying that that's not an option. She goes, what are you getting snappy with me now? Why are you getting snappy with me? She's like, no, I'm not. Don't turn it around, mama. Don't turn it around. She's like, what? What are you even saying right now?
And then Adriana, this is hilarious. Adriana goes, these girls need to get a little less greedy. Like, why is it every time Lisa gets the best penthouse, like Larsa gets the best whatever? Like, no, they're not queen bees. They need to be a little bit less greedy. She's saying this while she is actively attempting to steal the master bedroom.
I know. So she goes, these girls have decided there's a packing order. Miss Larsa, for example, she's been MIA for 10 years from this group, and she thinks she's going to come back in and be on top of the packing order? I don't think so.
So Lisa's like, you know what? I just, like, I'll get a hotel. I you know, if you told me, I would have gotten a hotel. And Alexa's like, oh, like, didn't you just say you wanted to share with Larsa? Oh, well, you know, like, you know, well, I caught you, you know? And Lisa's like, why are you trying to fight with me? Why are you tell me how this is a fight. I'm just questioning it. I'm questioning it.
No, she was saying you said you wanted to show your support for Larsa. Because her point was like, well, then why do you get your own room if I can't get my own room? And Larsa's like, because I'm the host, you dumbass.
I thought Alexia was busting her because Lisa's saying, I don't want to share. And yet she was down to share the master bedroom with Larsa.
She was telling Larsa, get the fuck out. I want the master room.
Oh, okay.
So Alexia's like, well, could someone explain to me there's a fight? I'm just like, there's no fight. I'm just questioning it. And Lisa's like, I'm not discussing this anymore. It's like, you guys are crazy. And tries to walk off, but she's the one acting nuts. And Kiki just goes, I've been drinking coffee all day and I need to caca. So please, can we get this sorted?
It's like, Kiki, you can go caca right now. She's like, I know, but this is too good. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know what comes first, resolution or caca. I don't know.
So Nicole says, but you're going to stay with Gertie, right? And she goes, I would like to stay by myself. And they're like, that's not possible, Lisa. She's like, okay, I'm not discussing this. Bye.
So Marisol's like, she's like, you know, you're making a funny face and it's not funny. She's like, what now? What now? It's like, is this how? So then Alexia is like, chimes in. I think at this point they've relocated to a bedroom, maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, they're in a bedroom. They're in Alexia and Marisol's room. So Alexia's like, so are you staying? And she goes, you know what, Alexia? You're taking a tone with me and I don't like it. She's like, what? What is my tone? What?
She goes, you've been snapping at me. She's like, I haven't. I haven't. Like, you're trying to turn it into that, and like, you're acting super immature and super rude. And like, I don't know why she's upset with me. Like, I love her. Like, she's my friend. Like, let's go. But like, I let it out. But like, I let it go. But she can't insult me. She can't insult me.
So then Nicole's there. Now Nicole's there, right? So Nicole goes, who cares? Why can't we just let this go? And Alexia's like, I let it go, but she can't be rude to me. So then Larsa is knocking on the bathroom because Lisa has gone into the bathroom. And so she's like, Lisa, it's Larsa. She's like, this is exactly why I need my own room, because you bitches don't know how to leave me alone.
And Nicole's like, I'm not like that. Like, my friends are upset, I'm like, hey, what's wrong? Are you a foodie also? And then, like, you have a conversation about it.
Yeah, like, everyone here is super combative. And Alexia goes, oh, really? You talk to your friends like that? And Nicole goes, okay, but, like, you talk to a friend in a normal tone. I mean, like, you take it, Alexia, you take it from here to here. And Nicole tells us that there's an energy in this group that's not nice. And the friends who have been friends longer have this sense of entitlement, which means like the original cast members, obviously.
Right.
And so Lisa's like, I felt attacked. And Alexia goes, well, if you felt attacked, I'm sorry.
And so Nicole is like, you know, the new ones, they act like they feel like the new ones should be grateful just to be friends with them. And that's like not how groups work. So Larsa says, like,
actually, it is. But I get it. I get what you're saying. And I agree with you. But I mean, that is kind of how group energy is. It's like, you're new. All right, sit in the back.
So Larsa's like, okay, there's plenty of room. I mean, look how big these rooms are. Like, even if we put a bed here, you should be able to sleep by yourself. You'll be okay. All right. You'll be okay.
So Lisa's like, okay, fine. If you want me to sleep on the sofa, I will. You win, guys. You win. And Nicole goes, well, maybe we should just put everyone's name in a hat. And Marisol says, no, we're not doing names in a hat nonsense. All right. I did not come with that prompt.
Yeah. And so Alexia's like, what am I, like, oh, well, you know, Peter, like, what am I doing here? Like, maybe I should be in Miami wedding planning. I mean, because this isn't fun. Okay. Well, you know, because I have a wedding, you know, and I have no venue, you know, because I have a wedding, you know, and I haven't planned it yet, you know, and it's stressful, you know. I can keep saying this over and over again if you want, you know.
So Nicole tells her, you know, lady, my love, you have been snapped. Nicole, fuck off.
Like, this isn't even about you. Why are you even in this fight? Like, stop trying to be relevant. So, which is, sorry, that's so, the Housewives have really gotten into my blood. Stop trying to be relevant. So Nicole, yeah, she's like, you've been snappy. And Alexia says, yeah, because I don't have time for nonsense. She goes, it's not nonsense, though. She goes, it is. Larsa is inviting us here. And she goes, yeah, but you've been snappy. I mean, you're being like a hairy spider, she says in Spanish.
Yeah. And Alexia goes, what did I say? And Nicole's like, you know, I can't, look, for instance, I came and I said hi to you and you were like, hey. And then I was sitting next to Larsa and you were like, hey, Larsa, come sit next to me. And you were like, come take a picture of me. Alexia's like, yeah. And then we see a flashback of the three of them at like a club. And it's exactly that. It's literally like Alexia saying, hey, Larsa, come over here. Hey, Nicole, can you take a picture of the two of us? And Nicole's just like so salty that there was never a moment of like, okay, now you be in it too.
Right. And so she's like, it felt very mean girl. Like, I'm the queen bee. You're my minion. Take my photos. And then we cut to the club. She's like, you know, I'm queen bee. You're my minion. Take my photos.
And the other day, I wanted to watch something with Grayson. So we watched, put on Minions. And I was like, oh my God, this is just like so rude. Like, why would they like make a movie about how Alexia treats me? Like, that's just so rude.
So Nicole's like, well, I've noticed that you're on a short fuse. And Alexia says, oh, and you're perfect. You're perfect. Okay, you're perfect then. She goes, no, I'm not saying that. And Alexia goes, well, that's my personality and I love it.
I cracked up. That I'm like, I cannot believe in the like 15 or 16 years that Housewives have been on the air that no one has ever said that before. Like when someone's saying like, you've been obnoxious, well, that's my personality and I love it. I love my personality. Like that was like, and then, one of the funniest lines I feel like I've ever heard. And it so encapsulates everything about everything on Bravo TV.
Yeah. So then Julie is like, clock, 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 clock. I just left my farm. My chickens get along better than that. And Marisol's like, hold up, everyone. Listen, you don't know. Now, this is Marisol's real personality. Yes. You know, her fake personality is this new, like, drag queen jokes while she carries glittered cups and has lollipops to suck on and say blowjobs all the time.
Yeah.
But this is her real personality. Hold up, everyone. Everyone, you don't know what's going on in Alexia's life. Her wedding location fell through. And Alexia's like, oh! Yes. And she's hurting. And she's sad. And every time she thinks she's turning a corner and things are going to get better, shit happens. So, listen, you know, that's all, guys. She's really just like the ass-kissing minion. She really is the minion.
And everyone is hugging Alexia as if Alexia, you know, just went through the biggest tragedy in the world. And this is a woman who has gone through the biggest tragedies in the world. And she's just like bawling because her venue hasn't come through. And so she's losing her mind. They're all hugging her. It is really, it's so over the top. And it's like perfect. And so, yeah. So then Marisol's like, I don't like how Nicole was going after my best friend. Okay, she's at her worst time. I'm like, this is not Alexia's worst time. This is definitely not Alexia's worst time.
Yeah, someone who decided to agree to a wedding venue like, what, 3 weeks before their wedding or whatever it is having trouble with the wedding venue. She was the one who wouldn't do it. So, but Marisol is like, well, she's messing with my friend and I'm going to show her. It's going down.
So then Alexia and Nicole have this sort of like urgently nervous reconciliation where Alexia is like, you know what, like I'm argumentative and I'm like not sorry for being that way, and I'm like a frustrated attorney because like I always wanted to go to law school because, but like my dad passed away. I'm like, I love how she can just like launch into a biography at like a moment's notice when you don't expect it at all, like in the middle of a fight, like, oh well, you know, I want to be an attorney but like my dad passed away, and then we had like a pet and we had a dog and the dog bit the mailman, so we had to put the dog down, and then we never got mail for like a year, so we had to sue the post office, so then it was like a really big drama and we almost got in trouble with the federal courts. So anyway, you know, that's my life.
So Adriana's like, listen, we're all strong. We all stand our ground. Let's move on. And Alexia says, you know, I bring Nicole into this group and a few weeks later, she's up Lisa's ass. Like, I don't even know how this happened, but I'm like, what the hell is going on? So then Alexia and Marisol are alone. And Marisol's like, when did those two become so funny? This was like a bullshit conversation.
Yeah, Alexia's like, do you see how life is? Nicole, the one who talks so much shit about her, okay? Do you see how life is?
She's drinking the Lisa Kool-Aid, okay? And I'm going to call her out on it. And you too. She tells her, you too. You're going to do it too, Marisol. Marisol's like, got it. On it. All right. On it, boss.
She literally issues a command.
Yeah. So then Julia is unpacking and she's like, look at this swimsuit. This is 1991 Miss Universe. I was walking in Las Vegas in Miss Universe. I can still fit in.
Like, why did you bring this on the strip? You just want to talk about how you were in Miss Universe. That is the sole reason why you brought this bathing suit.
So then, and eggs.
And eggs.
Like, she's a mod girl. What are you going to do?
Her priority list for packing is not great. So Alexi and Marisol are outside, and Marisol is like, oh, it's so fucking gorgeous out here. And Alexi goes, well, you know what? It's so immature and childish. Like, you get why we act this way, because I have so many things going on in my personal life right now. And Marisol goes, hey, those are my shoes, hucker. Because I guess Alexi is trying to, like, move something. Which is notable because it's Marisol saying the word hooker, which becomes a bone of contention later.
So she's like, of course I know what you're going through, Alexia. She's like, and I have so much going on in my personal life. She's like, well, you know what? We can just, like, sleep out here. It's so gorgeous. And she goes, I don't mind. You know what? Like, Alexia's just going on and on about her own problem. So Adriana comes out and she's like, I'm glad you spoke your mind because you're correct. And she goes, thank you. You know, we still don't have a venue. The hotel couldn't accommodate it. And she's like, oh, the wedding planning is so stressful. Do you have any maybe boats that your friends have that maybe aren't remodeled yet? Something like that?
Yeah, and Alexia's like, well, lucky for us, like, you know, like, Todd is, like, resolved with, as far as, we're all resolved as far as, like, Peter and Todd go. And, like, they're in a good place, but it was, like, super intense and, like, emotional. And, like, it was just, like, a lot. And, like, I feel like Todd might have thought that, like, you know, that I picked Peter's side, but, like, you know, I know the pain that he has. And it's like, Alexia, don't worry, we've seen the first five episodes of this show. Yeah,
Alexia, we get it. Just okay, we recapping. Get it. Yes, it's hardest for you, Alexia. We all get it, okay? She goes, but even if I didn't have any of that, I still would have called out Lisa. It's okay. That's all you needed to say. So later, chefs are there cooking, and Julia calls Martina. And she's like, oh, Martina, Adriana came in. It was hilarious. She went into bath. And Martina's like, well, you just can't leave a bathtub alone, I guess. Listen, I have Thai food coming.
Oh, at this particular moment, I wish I were there with you having Thai food, even though my stomach is rumbling, mainly because if it is female postmates, maybe she will flirt with you and I can watch.
Okay, weirdos, just pad Thai.
So then Kiki Nicole.
I love the concept of, like, Martina Navratilova just ordering Thai food in. I don't know why. Like, I just, the idea of, like, Martina just ordering, like, sort of like, I'll have some red curry and, like, you know, Thai iced tea and maybe some chicken satay, and you can just bring it to my house. Like, I don't know why. It just is such a normal thing that I feel like so many of us do. I just don't think Martina Navratilova does that too, but she does.
I wonder if she does the thing like a lot of us do where she goes, I'll take the pad Thai. I mean, I know that's basic. I'm sorry, but I really do love it.
Okay, ma'am. And can I get your name? Tennis icon, Martina Navratilova. And if you deliver this to Steffi Graf's house again, I swear to God, I'm going to burn down your restaurant.
My name is Steffi Graf as a slut. Okay, thank you.
My name is Steffi Graf. Should never have been allowed into Wimbledon in the first place. Thanks. See you in about 40 minutes.
So Kiki and Nicole are talking on the balcony now. And Nicole's like, can you fill me in on what happened with Adriana? And she's like, didn't you see? She was butt naked. She goes, no, I didn't see. I was too busy dealing with, like, that other fight. She goes, she has nice teats, though. So I don't blame her. I love teats.
Oh, I love tits almost as much as I love going caca. So,
and Nicole goes, well, yeah, she got those from Lenny. She goes, really? I need to go see Lenny.
Oh, my God. Commercials. Here
comes one right now. At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
So Marisol's now, Marisol and Alexia are doing makeup on their bed, and Marisol's looking at a picture of her mom, and she's like saying how she missed her mom, and she, if Elsa were there, she'd just tell everyone to fuck off. And so we get like some flashbacks and memories of Elsa. And then Alexia's like, well, you know, Elsa, she would have checked a few people tonight. That's for sure. You know, Elsa.
So then everyone's getting ready, and Todd and Alexia are talking on the phone, and she tells them that they've been fighting over rooms, and the Lisa didn't like her room, and, you know, she wanted her own and fuck everyone else. And Todd's like, you know what? Like, there's only so many rooms for so many people. It's math. It's math.
And so Alexia's having this conversation in like the main living room on the phone, and then there's like a knock at the door, and it's Danny, who is Lisa's hairstylist. And Nicole opens the door and gets Danny, and they sort of like hug. And Alexia's watching this and getting so mad. She's just getting so angry. She's like, you brought the pelicuero from Miami to the Hamptons to do your hair? Like, how much of a diva are you? How much of a diva are you?
Sakai, Dios mio. And so Nicole's like, oh, Danny, thank God you're here. She's really struggling. She's had a rough day. He's like, oh, show me to the poor baby. And Alexia's like, I just can't. Just pray for me, Todd. Okay? I don't know how I'm going to make it. He's like, yeah, well, you know what? Everything's good here. It's like, oh, well, how nice for you. Okay?
Yeah, we just ordered some food. There was a little bit of a mix-up. I got a box of food that said, Steffi Graf, biggest slut in the world. I didn't understand it, so I had to send it back.
So Marisol's like, oh my God, Lisa's hairdresser is here. I can't with this. And so Lisa says, she tells her hairdresser, she's like, if anyone has a problem looking good, they're just not my type of person, because I do. And then she smirks.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I'm liking this kind of Disney villain side to Lisa.
I like it, but it's like, also totally it's irrational. They're just having dinner at the house.
Yeah, it's irrational, but like it's Lisa. So it's like nice to see something from Lisa, because usually it's just like nothing. Letty sucks and I just want everyone to get along. That's usually all she gets. So it's kind of funny seeing her take this role. So Alexia is saying that Lisa has no regards for anybody. And if you tell her anything, she's like, oh my God, you're attacking me. And Todd's like, oh wow, that sounds fun. Okay, I'm hungry, honey. I'm going to go now. She's like, okay, Poppy, I miss you.
Say hi to Peter for me. So now there's like lots of lobsters and mussels and shrimps. It looks amazing. And all the women are gathering, and they're all in these like sort of like beautiful dresses, and they all look very lovely. And Larsa's like, I feel like it's gonna be so much fun right now. The rest of the trip, I mean, it has to get better. And Kiki's like, she's like, well, you know, Julia's crazy. Julia's crazy, like she's crazy like caca that comes out like in the wrong places. Like, she's crazy.
And Julia's like, oh, tell me how crazy I am. And Larsa tells the chef, so what are we cooking today? And he goes, seafood? Do you want to take over? And she's like, no, you look like you know what you're doing. I just love the attitude. He's like, you want to try this, lady? Go ahead. She's like, it's like, geez, even the chefs are ready to fight today.
Yeah. So everyone's basically ready except for Lisa, who's doing her makeup. So they just decide to start. And, they're all like, they all gather around. They do cheers. And Lisa's still like, she's talking to her gay. Because he is basically there not to do her hair, but to just agree with literally anything that she says. She's like,
yes, I think that's why they all have the hairdressers. They don't even give a shit about their hair and makeup. It's just to have somebody to agree with them at all times.
That's almost like the role of like a like a personal hairstylist. Lisa's like, I mean, there's no excuse to lash out at anyone because you're stressed. And Danny's like, like, you're not hurting anyone. Like, yes, girl, yes.
You don't cause any harm, girl. So they sit to eat, and everyone starts with the seafood and stuff. And then Lisa comes in, and it's not really that tense. I mean, it's kind of a weird setup.
But I thought it was odd that, like, she did all this stuff. Like, you know, she was so late because she had to do her hair and her makeup. And then she shows up, and she's actually the most underdressed out of all of them because they're all in, like, very lovely dresses. And she's just in, like, jeans and a little top. I was like, that's funny that you were the latest and the most intense about your glam, and yet you're sort of, like, out of sync with the way that everyone else is dressed.
So Alexis is like, who cares what her hair looks like? I did dry shampoo. I didn't have a mirror. My mirror was Marisol. I'm like, you like these? And she said, wear that. I said, why are you crying? And she said, because I'm your mirror and I'm stressed. My life is traumatic. And I said, wow, I don't look good. I've got to change. And she said, ouch. And I said, what?
I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Like, who's the fairest of them all? Because it's, like, really hard to be fair because there's, like, a lot of things in life is unfair. Like, I can tell you, like, life is so unfair. Like, this one time, I went to take Peter to, like, the dry cleaners, and they were closed for the day. And I was, like, the whole day I was supposed to be getting dry cleaners. And then it's, like, now what's he going to wear? Like, what's he wear? Like, life is unfair. Am I right? Like, it's really hard, mirror.
So they, Nicole's like, so Kiki, are you going to work out with us? She goes, work out? Oh, let me know. Let's do some squats. And Nicole goes, wow, I can't believe you look like that without working out. She's like, thank you. You know, but I'm skinny, but I'm still not toned. And Marisol's like, all right, let's play a game. Who here do you trust the least? Oh, subtle, Marisol.
I know, great
Marisol,
game.
Marisol, you've had 10 years off. You couldn't, like, come up with anything?
Could you, like, at least try a little harder, like, maybe truth or dare, or, like, never have I? I mean, I'm sick of truth and dare and never have I ever on Bravo, but, like, at least try to gamify it a little bit more than just saying, who do you trust the least?
God, you're making Lisa Rinna look like the queen of subtlety. Like, what the hell?
So Julia's like, myself. And then I actually trust Julia the least also because she brings eggs in her Chanel bag on a plane.
So Lisa goes, that's a good answer. And Marisa goes, no, you have to pick someone. And Lisa says, I plead the fifth because, like, I'm not here to start a war. And Kinky says, who do you trust the most then? Because that's more positive. And Lisa's like, I'm just too tired. I'm not going there. And so Nicole's like, this is divisive, you know? And Larsa says, I don't trust any of these fucking bitches. Just kidding.
So they're basically like, Marisol, why don't you start? Because you obviously want to start something. So she goes, okay, I think I trust Nicole the least. Yeah, yeah. Huh.
And Nicole gets kind of a shaky glass in her hand, like, oh, geez. Like, you're just, like, shoved on stage at karaoke.
That's exactly what it was. I don't think she was prepared for this at all.
Yeah, so Marisol's, yeah, because she had the nerve to say something to Marisol's friend, right? Yeah. So now they're going to put her through it. So Marisol's like, yeah, now everyone's interested. So, look, I know you've talked a lot of shit about Lisa. I know you talked a lot of shit about Larsa. Basically, anyone with an L at the start and an A at the end of their name. So...
yeah, you've talked a lot of shit about the Louvre Museum. I've heard about that, too. Also, lullabies. Apparently, you don't do lullabies for your kid. Wow. Wow.
So, Nicole's like, name the occasion then. Name the occasion. No, and she goes, and Marisol's like kind of already losing steam. And Nicole goes, no, you're going to stand on your pants. What'd she say? I wrote, you're going to stand on your pants. I don't know what, your point, probably.
I think
she's like, give an example then. Give an example. And she's like, well, you and your husband made fun of Lisa's house. I know a lot of people you know, and you and your husband talk a lot of shit about Lisa and Lenny.
And Marisol tells us, I'm a good friend and a gay icon. And I was told by friends, and she's not my friend. Like, Nicole is quite sneaky, and everyone needs to know who we're sharing this home, our roof, and our food with. I'm like, she's not going to poison you and burn down the house for crying out loud.
Oh my gosh, someone's talking shit about their friends. I can't believe it. So there's dramatic music and everyone's just kind of staring around awkwardly because this is so awkward. You know, Marisol is like... Well, Marisol is why they're on Peacock. I'm telling you right now. Marisol is like that kind of person that they're like, we can't put Marisol on Bravo. Like, she's so embarrassing. Put her on Peacock.
Yeah. So they, so basically, and on top of that, you also know that Larsa and Lisa are dumb enough to fall for this because it's, I mean, it's so clunky how she's trying to pit these people together against each other. So Marisol, so Nicole's like, well, give me an example. And he said, well, you know, she said she's tacky. I don't like the way she dresses. I don't like her house. And Nicole's like, no, the only thing I said was that her floor is slippery and we almost ate shit. She goes, it's a lot more than that. You know what you said. You also talked about Larsa.
She's like, well, I told Larsa to her face the first time I heard the OnlyFans thing. I said, why would this girl do this? And then I did my due diligence and I looked it up. She goes, yeah, but I know a lot of people who know you and they said you called her a hooker. Okay. First of all, knowing people who know people isn't a fight. Right. You didn't hear any of this stuff. And it's not fair of you to bring up shit that other people said without saying their names. Like, that's not fair. Second, all of this is true. Lisa is tacky.
Yes.
She dresses tacky.
Yes.
Her house is fucking tacky. Yes. And Larsa is kind of a hooker. I mean, it's okay to be a hooker. I don't think it's like a slur or a bad word. But I mean, where's the lie? That's my question.
Where is the lie? So Nicole is like, she's like, well, when she posted what she was doing on OnlyFans page, she said, this is my body. This is who I am. And I actually think like more women should own who they are. And Marisol goes, that's not what you said. And Nicole goes, I didn't. That's the whole point. And we actually, now you know that the producers are on Nicole's side because they gave her a flashback to support her case. So Marisol is like, if anyone knows anything about me, it's that I don't talk shit at all. I'm like, oh, yes, Marisol, you don't. Never once have you talked shit about anyone.
Right. The pillar of, virtuosity, Marisol. So she's like, yeah, well, she said Larsa is a hooker and she didn't want to be associated with her. And Alexi is like, I'm going to let them have it out. And at the end, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I'm yeah, like, that's great, how thanks. Conversations work.
Thanks, Alexia. Thanks for the spoiler.
Yeah. Alexia and Marisol, bad move this episode. Oh. They're looking like total dopes.
Oh, wait, I'm going to let them talk, and then she's going to talk, and then they're going to talk, and then I'm going to talk. And when I talk, I'm going to give my opinion, and then someone else will talk. And eventually it'll come back to me, and I'll talk some more. So just you wait.
Oh, she wants to talk? Then I'm going to talk. What do you think about that?
Guess what? When I'm thirsty, I'm going to pick up my glass, and I'm going to drink out of it, and then they'll talk about that.
So Marisol's like, well, you're just all buddy-buddy with everybody, and I just don't trust it. That's what I'm saying. I don't trust him.
Nicole goes, well, if I had to say one negative thing about Lisa, I would say, stylistically, we're very different. And Larsa goes, that's a negative? I mean, you could be blind to know that Lisa's got the best taste in her house.
Yikes. And Nicole's like, it's not that it's better or worse, it's just different. Just, I know, but for me to say that, that's like crazy. Like, you know something that's crazy is I know a lot of people who know you, and they told me that you were married to a guy who's literally a school teacher, and he was broke, and then as soon as you met this new one, you were gone just because he was successful and rich.
Oh, really, Larsa Pippen? Oh. I'm sorry.
Larsa Pippen?
Larsa
coming
Pippen?
Coming after someone for being a user?
I'm sorry, Larsa Pippen. I forgot that period of your life when you and Scotty were high school lovers because you weren't, okay? You guys met in 1995. He was already a huge superstar. So don't talk about how Nicole married up when you are still like everything that you've gotten in your life has been because you've kept that Pippen name.
And then went from that to leech off the Kardashians. And then went from that to leech off of like anybody with any kind literal of fame. Leeches. She could be photographer. Yeah. She's, literal leeches.
She found leeches and she's like, I want to do that too.
Please. I love that Larsa comes out this one too as the Larsa we all know.
Yeah, she's been real quiet. She's been real quiet. But like for her of all people to shade Nicole from marrying, like leaving a poor guy to marry a rich guy. And Larsa Pippen is married to Scotty Pippen. I'm like, no. It doesn't work that way.
And also it's so typical Larsa because she goes from bad to just worse. Then she just gets way worse. So Nicole's quiet. Just like, what the hell, And Larsa goes, yeah, like, and I never judged you for that. Never. You did, because you're saying it now. And favorite. You're shaming her about it in front of other people. Yes, you are judging her.
My favorite is when people like when people pull that move, like, you're an extreme slut and you married for money and you killed someone. But I never brought that up. When people do that, it's so funny.
I never shamed you. So Nicole goes, okay, yes, there was Lenny, and we were separated for 2 years. And Lisa goes, his name is Lenny? She goes, yeah, Lenny. So we were separated 2 years before I met Anthony. And Larissa goes, yeah, and I never judged you for that. And Nicole goes, yeah, well, same to you. She goes, no, the fact that you were, like, talking beforehand about me to other people. She goes, but I didn't. She goes, then how does she know about it? She said, because we had a conversation about it, so she knew where my mind was at. Because, and then we see the conversation at the pool party, which is right. Probably where Mary Soul is getting this from. And she's like, and as a matter of fact, I logged into OnlyFans to get control of my misconceived notions. And I fucked my own shit, okay? I apologized and I said it on a public platform. I was wrong and I don't have a problem with that. And we all make mistakes. And you know what? If anyone's going to sit here and say that they don't judge people based on what they look like or what they put on their social media, you're all full of shit.
And... which is true, because they're all acting like they're not judgy, and this is like such a judgy group. And Alexia then, of course, turns this into about her and like supporting her previous argument. She's, oh, well, you know what? I'm like glad you're getting agitated, because like when I defend my ideas, you criticize me that I'm aggressive and all that. And like now that you have the same kind of behavior, because like, you know, when you feel passionate about something like you are about being, you know, saying, calling everyone sluts because you called everyone a slut because you're judgy. I'm just so glad you finally feel passionate about something.
And Nicole's like, yeah, because Mary Soul's coming after me. And then she tells us, what a coincidence that after I stand up to Alexia, Mary Soul all of a sudden has this rumor she wants to dispel. So she goes, you know what? I met you and I was fucking pleasantly surprised, okay, Larsa? And you too, Lisa. And I even told you you surprised me. And Larsa goes, yeah, but why are we surprising? Like, we're amazing.
It was, that is funny. Like, when you say to someone I was pleasantly surprised, that is a little bit of a ding. So Lisa's like, she's like, well, I do adore you now, but this is a little hurtful, but like, what is it about me that makes you think that I was this person that you don't think I am now? I'm like, she probably watched television and saw you over the years and was like, oh, this is a monster. That's why, because you put yourself out there.
So she's like, I didn't think anything of you as a person. And Larsa says, why would you judge us? I mean, you had a child out of wedlock. I don't judge you. That is judging her.
Yes.
Who says that to somebody? Oh,
well, Julia's like,
well, this would honestly never come out of my mouth. And it's not because I had 3 children with 3 different fathers while never being married to them. How can you judge someone else's life?
She's like, it's like, well, since no one's judging me in this fight, I'll just judge myself in my confessional because I want to be part of this.
And Julia says, why throw Nicole under the bus together? And Larsa is like, well, I don't have to sit at the same table and be cool with you because you're not perfect, my friend. It's like, oh, God, I love that it's like always back to the table. It's always high school. Like, I don't have to let you sit at my table, bitch.
And Nicole?
And Nicole's like, look, I know I'm not perfect, you guys. And Larsa goes, well, I could take photos and feel good about myself, but I couldn't feel good about myself if I had a kid with someone I wasn't married to. I mean, that's just how I grew up.
And so, wow, yeah.
Fuck off. And did you ever say any of this to your Kardashian friends? Because that's kind of a trend over there.
Yeah.
Oh. Judgy little hooker.
So then Lisa's...
There, I said it. Hooker!
So Lisa's like making some sort of noise. It's like... And Larsa goes, you know what? Stay out of it like you normally do. And Lisa's like, Larsa... Don't talk to me like that, okay? And she's like, it's okay. Keep switching teams. I'm like, Lisa was on... I don't think I saw Lisa switching teams at all, in fact. So Nicole is like, you know what, Larsa? Everyone has misconceived notions. And Lisa's like, who's switching teams?
Yeah, I think that Nicole called it. I think the original cast is like, we're not going to let any of these new girls come for us, you know, because now they're all going to go for Nicole over this stupid Mary Soul of all people. It's like the most lukewarm, like, or what am I trying to say? Milquetoast.
Yeah.
The rumor of all time. Like, you said that someone on OnlyFans was loose or whatever, you know? So
Anyway, so it totally worked, right? So Nicole's like, everyone has misconceived notions sometimes. Switch teams then, Lisa. Just switch teams. And Lars is like, well, if someone said something bad about you, I would never allow it. And Lisa goes, yeah, but she didn't. So yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
And so Marisol's making noises like, no, this has happened. So Itrana's like, Marisol, peel the whole banana. Peel the whole banana. So then Marisol's like, okay, so you didn't say she was a hooker? And Nicole's like, I don't use that word. Marisol's like, someone will see that you said that and they will call you out eventually. So there you go, Nicole. Be careful. At some point in your life, someone will say, wait a second, you did say that you said called someone a hooker. So be scared.
Yeah, will they have the nets to say it on TV? Because right now they can't even be mentioned.
Yeah.
So Marisol's like, well, so she thinks like she just won something. She's telling us in her diary room. So the first night of the group trip is going hunky-dory. Oh, and she laughs while drinking from her glitter thermos. She is so fucking lame. I can't. You're still lame. You're as lame as ever, lady.
So Nicole goes, Marisol, you are bored in your life and you are trying to make yourself relevant by talking shit. I mean, even Alexia, your best friend, threw you under the bus and said, oh, she got married because she needed to make herself relevant. And Alexia goes, do you? No, I didn't. Do you? She doesn't say, no, I didn't say it. She said, I didn't say it to you.
And she said, did you not? She goes, to you? What did I say? No, I didn't. I didn't say that. She goes, oh, okay. That is so true. I believe that Alexia said that 100%.
Yeah. She goes, I would never say that, first of all, because it's not true. And like Marisol got married because she was in love and with Steve. And Steve was a great guy, a very great, relevant guy.
I totally believe that Alexia
and
said
then Lars, that. Gossiping. And then Lars, of all people, goes, it's hard to be friends with someone who's judgmental. Oh, get out of here, Larsa Pippen, for crying out loud. Yeah. Get out of here.
Especially when they're not married and having babies like trash. Like, it's really, really hard. So Nicole's like, well, it's not judgmental to have different opinions. You know, people can have different opinions without arguing about it. She goes, oh, yeah, well, you're coming at me with opinions. Like, I actually have an opinion on you before you have an opinion on me. And I don't even have an opinion on you.
I think she's getting lost in her diss. I think she was trying to say, like, I always have opinions before I even meet people. And guess what? You're so irrelevant that I don't even have an opinion on you. But you know what's funny about Larsa saying, like, I should have an opinion on you before you have an opinion on me, is her basically saying, like, I should be judgmental before you. Like, I don't understand the logic here. So,
well, here's my note about Larsa. God, she's still a fucking moron.
She is.
So then Marisol's like, oh, no one ever told me Alexia is a hooker, though. She goes, well, I'm telling you right now, Alexia told me that you only got married to make yourself relevant and it's convenient and I put that shit on my son's life and that's how real I am. And she goes, well, guess what? Oh, really? Are you going to put it on your life? You didn't say it, Alexia? Because I put it on my son's life because that's how real I am.
And Alexia says,
by the way, you come to talk to me a lot of shit about Larsa. You said she was a homewrecker. Yeah, but that's could be true.
Could be true. It feels like it tracks with the rest of her personality. We don't know if it's true, but it feels like it's within the realm. And Alexia, by the way, Alexia does not deny that she said it. She goes, I don't know if I said that. So Nicole is like, she's like, it's question. Like, she's saying all these things are questions. And Larsa goes, Nicole, you're a big mouth and you talk a lot of shit and you need to watch your fucking mouth. And Nicole's like, I don't have a big mouth. She goes, you talk a lot of shit about everyone clearly and it's not cool. So stay in your fucking lane. You've been here for 5 seconds. I'm like, Larsa, you've been here for like 6 seconds. Okay. Let's not act as if you are some icon of Bravo. You're not. You're on the low rated first season of the show.
Yes, you got on here because your husband is famous, and then you got fired or quit because you were so hated at that. I mean, hated. You were so hated. And now you're acting like you're some veteran housewife. Give me a break. Okay, so I Googled Larsa Pippen homewrecker because, you know, we don't follow all of the, you know, TMZ shit with the Kardashians and they're off, you know, their off-brand minions friends or whatever. That word's coming up a lot today. So Larsa Pippen is from All About the Tea. Larsa Pippen has gotten herself into deep shit. The estranged wife of NBA legend Scottie Pippen has been labeled a homewrecker after going public with NBA star Malik Beasley, or Malik Beasley, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, who is still married. Now Malik's wife is threatening Larsa to keep it cute or there will be problems. As reported in early December, photos showed a braless Larsa Pippen, 46, walking hand in hand, arm in arm with Minnesota Timberwolves guard Malik Beasley, 24.
That's so shitty.
Photos swirled online showing the pair walking alongside each other during an outing in Miami.
I love how shady that is. A braless Larsa Pippen. And for the record, by the way, the homewrecker is the guy. It's not Larsa. But
yes, I agree with you. I agree. And also all about the tea, I think is not great for other reasons. I just picked the first link. Okay, everybody there.
That's fine. So Larsa is like, stay in your lanes for 5 fucking seconds. And in the background, Kiki has been saying this so much, I'm not even hearing her anymore. She's going, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Larsa goes, Kiki, keep saying, oh my God. Keep saying it. She goes, oh my God. Oh my God.
She goes, yeah, oh my God. Talking all this shit and you're here for 5 seconds. Keep talking your shit, okay? Talk shit. You did talk shit. So just apologize and move the fuck on. That's where we're at this point, okay?
And Nicole's mouth is just wide open, like, God. And Julia says, Nicole is taking it in such great grace and dignity. I probably would have blown up like fire, which I haven't said today.
So Nicole's not going to apologize. And Lisa is now trying to drag Adriana into it. She's like, what about you, Adriana? Essentially, she's just trying to like bait Adriana. And Adriana goes, no, I'm done today, baby. I already shot my scene. I have nothing left to do. It's not on my call sheet.
I feel much better after my bath. So Julia's like, I hate being this person, this vanilla, but I believe everyone should be given the benefit of the doubt. She said she did not say that word, and we love her. She said she did not. And Lisa's like, listen, I have to be honest. I'm not even that mad because I'm mature enough to know that people have opinions of me. Like, people think Lenny and I are swingers, that we cheat, that we, like, you know, look.
I'm like, really? Why would they think that? Yeah, like last week, you just took everyone to like the sexy club and said Julia was your fetish and to take an almond out of your mouth with her mouth.
Where would they get that idea?
She goes, the most horrible things about a person have been said about us. And because you know why? Because we put ourselves out there. And just like Larsa puts herself out there in a sort of sluttier way, just like we all put ourselves out there. Once people get to know me, every misconception will change because I know who I am. And I'm a goddamn great, albeit vapid, person.
Cheers! Which I really loved from Lisa. I think she redeemed herself pretty quickly. And so everybody does.
Yeah, I like that she was ultimately like, you know what, I'm really not that mad. But, you know, she is aware that she's putting this image that she has out there. She is very public. She has these big parties. She's been on TV. She's like managed to somehow stay in headlines over all these years for usually awful things. And so, like, yeah, when that happens, people are going to get certain like preconceived notions of who you are. So you kind of can't be mad at someone for having preconceived notions if you are putting it out there.
Oh, right. But she's not, so it's okay. And then Larsa's like, guys, tomorrow we're going to have a great day. We're going boxing. Gertie's coming. Hopefully no one will get pregnant when they're not married. That would be disgusting. So not judging. Not judging, though.
Yeah, and Larsa's like, and I'm going to make French toast, which, by the way, I don't want to have Larsa's French toast. I just feel like it'll be all like low-cal, horrific ingredients, like bread that's going to crumble with like one touch of the fork. And Julia's like, and I'm bringing eggs for tomorrow.
It has little lipstick on it. Very cute. So then Alexia and Lisa and Marisol are in Marisol's room. And Marisol's like, well, I'm sleeping like a damn baby because I got my piece out and got my cockies. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and they just sort of are being silly there in the bedroom as the episode draws.
I love that Marisol thinks she came out the winner in this. What a dick.
I know. Well, that was the episode, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back on our next episode. I think Vanderpump Rules is what's next. So thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Du,
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber,
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.